would know. It's a dry creek bed, I suppose.
Oh, I started to ask you what streams you have around here.
Little River. Of course, Elm was not. It's over in there. Of course, they have a lake there now, and they're turning Little River into a reservoir, too.
Elm, is that a river, or?
That's a big river. Of course, down in Washita, it's down in there.
Are there any ranches around here? I mean, it's said you would have names?
There are two of them.
There's the man who has an air-conditioned car.
Any branch, you know, not around here. We don't.
What are some of the creeks?
Well, just Little River is the only river that the creeks we didn't have any name. But this creek comes to. Mm-hmm. We used to call it the creek.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a boat on Little River?
No, it's not. We couldn't run a boat on it. It's down further. It's wider, but here it isn't wide.
What would you call it if you were going to put a new boat in the water?
I suppose it'd be launching it.
That's a thrill I've never had, and I don't think I'll ever have it.
Me either.
Sounds like fun, but gee, the expense of some of these things. Well, you mentioned bottom land. What kind of soil do you expect to find in good bottom land?
Well, ours is sandy loam. It's got some sand in it. It's real. It's not very. We don't have much clay in our bottom. It's mostly sandy loam.
Half of my yard is clay.
Yeah.
Cold water well when it rains.
Well, we have some clay up north on the upland there where the sand's washed off. It's right, quite a bit of clay.
That's annoying, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's so hard to get out of the stain of red clay.
How were the roads here in the early days? Was this the main road out here?
Well, there was a trail through there. There was no bridges. They were fords across the river.
Huh.
No bridges anywhere, just fords. They built this bridge down here in 1915. And the first bridge they had was built in 1904, so they could get a mail route, a wooden bridge. And my husband went to a little town called Denver down in there, and he donated his time and hauled lumber from Denver, from a sawmill at Denver, to have that first bridge come in so we could have rural delivery.
Huh. Who delivered your mail in the
days? Pat Barrier was the first mail carrier, and he was the one who owns our North Farm here. He lived on it. Pat Barrier, B-A-R-R-I-E-R.
Horse and buggy, or?
Yes, the horse and buggy.
Huh.
And he was the first mail carrier. And he carried it from Norman.
Gee, that was quite a distance, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
When did they put the road in out here?
Oh.
When they got the bridge, or?
Yes, they was gonna, it never was fixed up. You see, the road work in those days was the man, every man had to do toll duty, had to work the road a certain number of days. And if he furnished a horse, a team of horses, he wouldn't have to work but half the time. He'd work single-handed. I don't know how many days he'd have to work every year.
Did they ever use oxen on the roads here?
Well, not that I remember. I don't believe they used oxen in this neighborhood ever, because I can remember from the time I was 3 years old, I can remember that I know it was at least, I was only about 3 years old when they